The vision of Tui is not only the culmination of the Fatima apparitions, but also a summary of the entire message of Fatima. Frère Michel de la Sainte Trinité, perhaps the greatest Fatima expert, writes, quote, "The revelation of Tui crowns the cycle of the apparitions of Fatima by a spectacular theophany, for which no comparable example can be found in the entire history of the Church since the apparition which knocked Saul to the ground on the road to Damascus to make him the apostle of the nations." Close quote. So we say, what does the word theophany mean? Theophany, a manifestation of God. God being revealed. So this Fatima expert, he's saying that the culmination of Fatima is this spectacular revelation of the truth about God, the mystery of God. And what is at the center of this spectacular theophany? The Mass and the Holy Eucharist. Hopefully all of you can kind of picture in your mind the apparition of Tui. That's what it is. You see Christ on the cross, and again, the blood, the host, the blood, the chalice. So, having said this, a little bit about this greatest of mysteries, the Holy Eucharist, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And also, don't forget those words that I quoted to you from Pope Leo XIII, where he's talking about how much must be done so that this mystery be more worthily honored and revered. And now we start thinking about what's happened in the aftermath. What's happened since Fatima? What's happened since the Second Vatican Council with respect to the Mass and the Blessed Eucharist? I'm going to speak a little bit right now about the differences between the traditional Latin Mass and the new Mass, specifically with respect to the Blessed Sacrament, this greatest of mysteries that our Savior Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God, He is truly present. Is this being taught, transmitted, and especially adored, honored, revered, and loved in the new Mass, as it is in the old Mass? So, I'm going to just briefly right now give you three reasons of why I strongly urge you to not attend the new Mass, and urge you to attend exclusively the traditional Latin Mass. For many Catholics, it is a sacrifice. It's worth making the sacrifice. That's what Holy Mass is, a sacrifice. It's worth making the sacrifice. One of the questions that we get very often is, Catholic faithful will ask us, well, Father, but isn't the new Mass valid? And if the new Mass is valid, well then, is it really that important that I go to the traditional Latin Mass? Please listen carefully, because it isn't just a question of validity. And I'm going to explain this. Because granting the validity of the Novus Ordo, we'll grant it for argument's sake, one should not attend the new Mass for the following three reasons. Number one, the new Mass is a schismatic rite. Okay, now, I'm going to explain this. And please listen very carefully, because I don't want to be misunderstood. One can have valid sacraments and be a schismatic. I don't know if you realize this. I won't go too many into details in this, but again, it's not just a question of validity. The Novus Ordo is a schismatic rite. What do I mean by this? It breaks. Schism means that you break communion with. And that's what the new Mass has done. It breaks with the 2,000-year-old liturgical tradition of the Roman Rite. Normally, when we hear the word schismatic, we think of those persons who have left the Catholic Church, who have abandoned the one ark of salvation by rejecting the authority of the Pope, the Vicar of Christ. That is not what I am saying by using that word in this present context. So, I am not saying that those who offer or who assist at the new Mass are schismatic persons.
by no means am I saying this, and this is why I'm emphasizing that I don't want to be misunderstood. In making this statement, I am not talking at all about persons themselves, the individual soul, the faithful who are baptized into Christ. Rather, I am making an objective and impartial statement about the new rite itself, with respect to the Roman Church's liturgical tradition. The Greek noun schisma means a division or cleft, and the verb schizein means to split. So what I am saying is that the new rite of the Mass is objectively a break, a rupture with the previous liturgical tradition, and that such a division has created a real split between the new rite of Mass and the venerable and ancient traditional Roman rite of the Mass, commonly known as the traditional Latin Mass.
It is disobedient to our liturgical tradition. And just on those grounds, I would say, don't go. It's disobedient to our liturgical tradition. It breaks with a venerable, a most venerable 2,000-year liturgical tradition of the Roman Church.
And it is extremely important to note that this has never before happened in the history of the Church. Often when talking about the new rite, people will use the disingenuous argument that over the centuries the Roman rite has changed. There have indeed been changes, but they have always been very minor, very subtle, so that the rank-and-file Catholic would hardly even have noticed the changes. No change in the past has ever been an attempt to change or alter essential aspects of the Mass, like the theology of sacrifice as expressed in the Mass's prayers and spirituality. No other change in the past has ever been a rupture with its own liturgical past. This new rite of the post-Vatican II period is the only instance that such a drastic change has ever been attempted. Drastic and truly dangerous and harmful to the faith. It is on account of this reality that I do use that very strong term, saying the new rite is objectively schismatic from the 2,000-year liturgical tradition of the Roman Rite.
Now, just a quick little comment. I like to call this light from Fatima. That the more we're familiar with the message of Fatima, the clearer we begin to see these other problems in the Church. Because Catholics will say, Father, how can you say that the new Mass is being disobedient if the popes have approved it? If most of the bishops today and most of the priests offer it? And I say, well, look and see how even the popes have been disobeying God and our Blessed Mother with regard to the message of Fatima. No full publication of the Third Secret, no consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And in some ways, I think you could say that those are small. I'm not saying they're small, but I'm saying compared to the big things, when I say big things, I'm saying our Lord's real presence in the Eucharist, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. If they cannot obey in the, in quotation, small things, how are they going to be obedient in the big things? Reason number two of why I say granting the validity of the Novus Ordo, one should not attend the new Mass. In the new Mass, there are grave theological defects. There are grave defects in how Mass is understood. I told you a little bit earlier. Faithful no longer understand what Mass is. That's why they act the way they act. That's why they're doing things the way they're doing things. All the stuff, all the things and abuses, and not necessarily even abuses, but all these kind of crazy things that are taking place at so many Masses, it's because the faithful and the priests no longer understand what the Mass is. There are grave defects in how Mass is understood. It's no longer understood in a theocentric way, that means centered on God, and in a sacrificial way. This is a sacrifice. And because there are grave defects in how Mass is understood, there are also grave defects in belief. And this is critical. I'm going to get to this in a moment. If you don't really understand what's taking place at Mass, how are you going to believe? And if you don't believe, boy, now you're talking about a sacrament that even though it may be valid, it's not going to be effective at all for you. And that's what the church has always taught. If someone goes to a sacrament and the sacrament is validly administered, but the person doesn't believe at all what's taking place, there's no grace there. And it doesn't mean that the sacrament doesn't take place. It does take place, but one completely shuts oneself off to that grace because one doesn't believe. And so it's very important when it comes to the Mass to be asking ourselves, if we don't really even understand anymore what the Mass is, how are we going to believe? If we don't understand that at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, the angels are worshiping and adoring our Lord. Think of Fatima. Just like the angel at Fatima, he prostrated and adored Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. That's what's taking place at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And if you don't understand that, how are you going to believe it? All you're going to be worrying about is what you see with your eyes. What did the priest say? What did the priest do? Did they give me the sign of peace? What did the choir sing? And this is why I tell you, we are very, very lost. Because we no longer understand what Mass is.